Let's pray. May I speak now in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It's always good, I was told when you're preaching, to start with a reference from popular culture, to be up with the times. So here we go. Tell me what you want, what you want, what you really, really want. So that's good, yep. Jesus has lots of people come to him with wants. The crowd have wants. They want things from Jesus. And one of the distinctive actors in Mark's gospel particularly is the crowd. Jesus can't quite escape from their wants and their needs, their demands. And we have it with John's gospel in our reading today, the crowd coming to Jesus with their wants and their needs. And those needs have been met because Jesus has performed the miracle with the bread. He's fed them. But still they keep looking. They still keep looking. The point about bread is that you need some for tomorrow. You can't store it up, but you've got to be in the day. You keep coming back to it. It's an ongoing need. And Jesus meets that need. But there are other needs. There's the demand for miracles, for Jesus' presence, for him to do something. And he meets those needs. But he leads those who would come to him to something much deeper always. The miracles of Jesus are wonders, but they're also signs. They're things of themselves that are of great value, of great significance, of life-changing and life-transforming importance. But they also point beyond themselves to the reality of God, to those who would see and those who would understand. And in this passage, those who come to Jesus don't fully grasp, do they? They see only so far. They perceive only a little. They're in the realm of experience, in a temporal realm rather than an eternal realm. What can Jesus do for us now, in this moment? And Jesus can do a lot for us now in this moment, because God in Christ blesses us. The fact that we got up this morning and came here, whatever shape we're in, is a blessing. Life itself is a blessing. Creation is a blessing. What we have, no matter how meager we might think it is a blessing. Family, friends, so much God blesses us in the here and now. So much God gives to us. So many needs and wants met and fulfilled. That's what God does. That's the goodness of God, the ongoing goodness of God in creation. But Jesus wants something else. He wants to show us what he is for us, what he is for us. And that's been disclosed throughout John's gospel with the I am sayings. Their significance. What is Jesus for us? And that, to me, is an essentially open future. It's not so much about the here and now, but for the totality of our lives, the totality of our experiences, for the things we have yet to experience, to the places we are yet to go, to what we must face. What will Jesus be for us in that? And that's what the I Am sayings are doing, an exploration of the reality of God, which embraces and encompasses the here and now, embraces and encompasses the blessings that we have from God here and now, but takes us a further for those who have eyes and ears and hearts to understand and to perceive. Takes us from this world into eternal world. eternal life. And eternal life isn't a succession, a building of experiences. Eternal life isn't a quantity, but a quality. And Jesus reveals that I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. I will sustain you. I will sustain you. I will give you everything you need to flourish, not just as human beings, but as spiritual beings. I will give you all that you need. And I will hold you in that sustaining. And I will guide you and I will shape you in that sustaining. I will give you hope out in your fear. I'll give you light in your darkness, life in your death. That's what Jesus is doing again and again in Scripture. Taking us from our wants and our needs, which are quite legitimate. Jesus never denies human need. Those who come to him and ask him have their needs met, their lives transformed. But what is he for us? He's everything, all in all. More than we can know and more than we can imagine. When we look back on our lives, I'm sure we all do, and say, well, I never imagined God's goodness. I never imagined God being like he is, like I've experienced him. At the start of our Christian journeys, I never imagined, my Christian journey, I never imagined God was like that. It's been a revealing. What has he become for me? What has he become for each one of us? We have wants, we have needs, and sadly some of those needs are not always met. Some prayers are not answered. Some things are unresolved. But in all that, and through all that, is the reality of God. The God who sustains us, the God who shapes us, the God who calls us, and the God who calls us from this experience of reality into a deeper reality, into eternal life. A quality that we can share with others. A quality that embraces our needs, our wants and our desires, and takes us so much further and so much deeper. Amen.